So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time. Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head over water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times. Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times, yeah, yeah,
good times,
yeah.
Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit or rip off.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Here we go on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend for you to talk about getting yourself into a great mortgage. Trying to get a cash out, a purchase, refinance. Get in touch with us up here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We are happy to share with you how to save money when it comes to doing that. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba for another great weekend. For you, hopefully you had a good 4th of July yesterday. Hopefully you got to see some fireworks. Hopefully these children are found safe down there in South Texas. There's a lot of things going on, and what we have going on is your mortgage. So get in touch with us today. We want to be here to help you out. All right. It is interesting times. Mortgage rates have been falling a little bit lately, slightly, for all of you out there that are thinking about getting yourself into that home loan. With rates dropping a little bit, we're down about 0.25% from earlier this year. And so they've dropped a little bit. They say, mortgage rates are... I'm reading these headlines. They say mortgage rates have dropped for 4 straight weeks. They've dropped a little bit. And so it's barely noticeable. Maybe 0.25% combined in the last 4 weeks. So it's good news. 0.25% is still a lot of money. You know, on a $480,000 mortgage, that 0.25% is about $100 a month. And so significant, I think significant is when you start getting up 0.5%, 1% drops in rates. We're not seeing that right now. You know, they just signed this new
bill.
They call it the big beautiful bill.
Big beautiful bill.
For all of us, it's just big. And so, you know, that just means there's going to be more government spending going on. And if there's going to be more government spending, you can expect that inflation is going to be hard to get in check.
Hey, I get an extra $7,500 tax credit now.
Bubba gets a $7,500 tax credit.
Yep.
And so I think that's the no tax on Social Security or...
Yep.
All right. Well, Bubba...
I'm chipper. Thanks, Big Bill.
That's helping out, Bubba. That's helping out other folks. So that's good news for some people. And
but now I'm giving away that I'm not 25 years old.
Oh, well, everyone thought you were 25, Bubba. Bubba's experienced. He's seasoned in the mortgage world. He can help you out. We have plenty of loan officers here to help you out at TexasLending.com. Get in touch with us today. Where are our mortgage rates? I always tell everyone you qualify for a range of mortgage rates. You're going to qualify for that purchase loan. It's going to probably be better rates than you're going to find in the cash out refinance. But if you are looking at purchases, you're probably looking at rates between 6 to 8%, somewhere in there. That's a large range. You say, how can there be such a large range? 6 to 8%, someone buying a primary residence. Well, some people are trying to roll in closing costs into their rate. Some people have lower credit scores. Some people are putting less money down. Some people are getting different loan programs. So if you're all around out there looking for a mortgage, that's about the range you're finding most mortgages being done right now. Unless someone's doing a special program where they're buying the rate down even further. But that's where you're finding most of the business. And it's been that way for quite a while now. So just get yourself prepared and let's get on the train. Bubba.
Yeah, a lot of times when people call in, they'll say, hey, what's your rate? And I'll say, well, that's just like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and saying, give me something to eat.
Yeah, well, I used to say it's like walking into the butcher and asking them how much is their meat. How much is the meat? You know, what's the meat today? And so what is your rate? It's really, the question is, what is your rate? If you're driving around, you're thinking about getting yourself into a home loan, what is your rate? And you all qualify for a range of rates. Do you want to have the lowest closing cost possible? Is that what your desire is? I don't want any closing costs. I don't want to have any money coming out of my pocket, the least amount possible anyway. And how can I do that? What's the rate associated with the lowest closing cost possible? A lot of you want the lowest rate. Okay, well, the lowest rate that you can get might come with paying points to get the lowest rate, buying your rate down. And so you're going to qualify between the lowest rate and lowest closing cost. That's your range of rates. Okay, so now some of you might think about getting a conventional loan versus an FHA loan. And if you're trying to get yourself an FHA loan, your rates on a purchase are probably going to be lower than if you get a conventional loan. But there are also different things that come with FHA loans, like mortgage insurance and how long the mortgage insurance lasts when you're paying for
and
it.
And your upfront mortgage insurance.
So that means all of you out there have different scenarios. And so everyone's scenario is different. So you and your neighbor, your next door neighbor, you can both be buying a home at the same time. And some of you might be having a rate that's 1% different than your neighbor, even though you bought the same, you have the same loan size, you have the same home values, but some of you are qualifying for different down payments and rate or down rates and programs and all those different things are going to be going on. So
the other thing is people, I mean, we do have down payment assistance programs. Yes, we do. But you still have to have some money to get a loan. You have to have some earnest money.
You're going to put some earnest money.
If we can get you into a home with no money down, but you have to have earnest money. You have to have an appraisal money. You might have to have an inspection money.
You might be able to get in for, I mean, not everyone qualifies for a loan with zero down, but some people may. And earnest money, if you've never been in the game before, you see a lot of people never bought a home before. Mm-hmm. And right now it's getting more strange these days than it has been in the past, where a lot of the young folks aren't able to qualify for a $500,000 loan right now with different kind of job opportunities these days than there used to be. They haven't bought a home yet. So when you're looking at earnest money, when you are going to put a contract on a home to buy it, when you go out with a realtor and you negotiate to buy it, you say, I'm going to buy this $500,000 home. I'm going to go to this builder and I'm going to get this $500,000 house. You need to put earnest money down. And that earnest money is kind of a good faith. Hey, I am going forward with this. Here's some money up front to document that I'm not just here kicking tires and wasting people's time. So that's what earnest money is. And then that earnest money may be lost. If you don't go through with the deal gets canceled or you don't qualify, You could lose your earnest money. Some people have to put $10,000 of earnest money down. Some people have to put $5,000 up front in earnest money. And that money can be lost if the deal doesn't close. You can lose it.
And you have to do a 10-day option fee of like a couple of $100 just so in case you can get out of it, you know.
So you want to text us.
Yeah.
Text us your questions. 972-849-9363. That's 972-849-9363. Text us at that number, and we'll be happy to answer your questions here. And so what kind of things protect you from losing your earnest money? And that's what mortgage companies are here for. And there is a battle out there. You know, there's a battle for control. There's a battle for control across the universe. There's a battle for control in the mortgage world, too. People are trying to control your mind, and that would be... You know, the builders want to control the deal. They want you to go to their mortgage company, and they want to control that transaction. Realtors, they want to control their transaction too because you are a valued client of theirs, and they want to make sure that you're staying with them, and they want to make sure that they have a good management of the situation. Mortgage companies want to close your deal. Mortgage companies want to do your loan for you, and so they want to make sure that if they've spent 3 months getting you qualified for a mortgage, a lot of people, but they don't have good credit.
Right.
We help them get there. We tell you, you got to do this, this, and this. You get your credit in line. Now your credit's in line. We got to do this, this, and this to save up your down payment. We guide you on everything. And then the builder tries to control it and send you to their mortgage company.
Right. Or the realtor. The realtor tries to send it to their...
Well, we just got done talking about that. So we just said everyone's trying to control the deal. And so when there is earnest money down on a mortgage, when you're trying to buy a house, how do you make sure that you don't lose that money? Well, you want to make sure you're pre-approved.
Right.
You want to make sure... Because when you sign a contract to buy a home and you put down that earnest money, a lot of those contracts say you have 10 days...
Yes.
To get approved. Or you have 10 days to pull out of this deal before you are in danger of losing that earnest money. You have sometimes it's 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. That's an option period. And not only do you have to pay for earnest money, sometimes you have to pay for an option period.
Yeah. And the option is given to the seller once you exercise it.
So the option period is, okay, here's my $5,000 of earnest money. Here's a couple hundred dollars so that I can have an option period to back out.
Like a buyout.
So what kind of things need to get done during an option period besides just getting approved? Sometimes you need to get an inspection and these other things that are going on. Now, a lot of the contracts, they're going to have it, you know, the inspection must be done and everything else must be validated as well. So there's a lot of protections in there. That's what your realtor's for. They're going to help you guide you through all of those meaningful things on the earnest money, the option period. They're going to help you with all that stuff. But when it comes to a mortgage, how do we make sure that you save your money? We get you fully pre-approved up front at TexasLending.com. We run your credit. We take a look at your income, make sure that you're qualified to be buying a house. We want to make sure you're qualified to go shopping for a house. Don't go shopping for a house and wasting time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting the seller's time. You're wasting the realtor's time. That comes with, now they got to go to the gas station, then they got to get beef jerkies at the gas station, and then that's a waste of beef jerky when the house was never going to be bought in the first place. And so let's make sure that you're fully pre-approved up front. We're going to protect, that way you can protect your earnest money, you can protect your option period money, you can protect your sanity by getting fully pre-approved with a company in your own backyard. That's TexasLending.com. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. Text us your questions now, 972-849-9363. So we're here I'm going to call it the beginning of the summer, but for really, it's the height of the summer. I mean, kids are going to be going back to school here in about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
They're already
in
7 weeks, they're going back to school. A lot of kids have already been out of school now for 5-6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to be going back to school in 6 or 7 weeks. And so this is the height of the summer. This is when you got to close on your home loan if you're moving school districts. You're moving from one locale to the other. You need to get everyone situated. And so the good news is that as you're locking your rates right now, mortgage rates have dropped a little bit right here in the height of the summer. And you're wondering, what are the chances mortgage rates could ever go down again? What are the chances of that happening? The things that you need to look out for is if the stock market has some hiccups in it. If there's an international calamity that, or if there's a local calamity here, if there's a national calamity here in the United States, there's some kind of disruption here in the United States. Those are the kind of things that could possibly cause mortgage rates to go down. But what is keeping mortgage rates from going down right now? Why aren't mortgage rates dropping? Why won't the Federal Reserve lower the overnight rate? Because if the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate, mortgage rates are going up. I'm telling you right now, if the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate, the long-term rates are going up. If there is a hint of inflation, if there's a hint that, oh no, the cost of goods are going to double, if the cost of goods are going to double, why do rates need to go down? Yeah. If they can just double their cost of doing, if everyone can just double their prices on everybody, then why do we need lower rates? And so, you know, with our government debt, and a lot of you keep, you have a blind eye to that. You just don't want to pay attention to it. You just want to not pay attention because you have your own personal stuff you're dealing with. Our government debt just 15 years ago was around $10 trillion. Now it's $35 trillion. So in the first 215 years or so of this nation, we built up $10 trillion of debt. And then in the last 15 years, we built up another $25 trillion of debt. And so it's exponential what's going on right now, and our government can't pay that debt back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever sitting at a poker table, Bubba, if you're sitting at a card table and you're not going to pay your debts at the card table,
uh-oh,
that's when the guns start coming out under the table, you know? And everyone's, you know, everyone keeps borrowing money from everybody, but everyone's in debt. Trillions of dollars. We're $35 trillions in debt, but people are going to come borrow money from us because we're such good, you know, managers of money. This is why mortgage rates aren't going down anytime soon unless the calamity comes. And who knows? We'll have to wait and see how that all works out. But I would expect that you probably just all need to prepare for mortgage rates where they are right now.
Right now.
That means get in touch with us right now. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. Text us your question. We'll answer it here on the air. You can keep it as low key as you want to. That's my new word for all the new kids speak. Low key. It's low key. So we want to be low key in terms of how much we hurt your head here on a mortgage morning. But make sure you get in touch with us now, and we will come back and answer those questions after this break. I want to fight through the fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Text us at 972-849-9363. All right, Bubba, I got a question for you here.
All right, fire
away. Hey, by the way, if you're trying to buy a home and you want to get your question on the air and you're not quite sure what to ask, send us your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to buy. And give you some pointers of what which direction to go. That's 972-849-9363. And if you want to get that cash out refinance, get that money out of your house, a lot of you are doing that right now. A lot of people are getting home equity loans. There's a lot of equity in homes, and a lot of you are getting that equity out. Not all of it. You're taking some of it, 100 grand here.
A lot of people are getting money out to pay for college. A
couple hundred grand there. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how much cash you can get out or what kind of rates you're looking at, send us your current balance on your mortgage, your expected value of your house, as well as your current interest rate and your current credit score. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your house. That's your current rate, your current credit score, as well as your home value and the balance in your mortgage. We'll give you an idea about how much home you can get, how much money you can get out of your home. 972-849-9363. This person says that they have a home that's worth $700,000. They only owe $200,000 on it. Their home has gone up a lot in the last couple of years. And they owe a couple hundred thousand on it, but they do want to get a couple hundred thousand out, they said. And what, with our current mortgage at 3.5, what should we do in terms of looking at that $200,000? So they have a lot of equity there. So their home's worth $750.
Right.
And they owe $200 on the house. And so they're borrowing, if they're going to get a couple hundred thousand out, they're only around 60% of the value of the house. They're going to get a really good deal. As a matter of fact, when you borrow less than 60% of the value of your house, that's where you get the best interest rates. The more you borrow on your house, the more
up to the higher equity.
Yeah, level. The less equity you have in your house when you get a mortgage, the more we call it hits to interest rate.
Loan level pricing adjustments, LLPA.
We adjust your pricing gets adjusted based on actuarial tables done by the secondary market of the mortgage world. And they say, well, this person has 5% equity. This person has 40% equity. Who's a higher risk? The higher risk comes in the person with only 5% equity. They're typically going to have a higher rate with 5% down than if you put 40% down. So if you're only borrowing 60% of the value of your home combined between your first loan and your second loan, you're going to have a pretty good deal. And so that's where you're going to find your best deal.
Right.
And you can find home equity second liens because this person needs a second lien. Mm-hmm. They don't want to refinance that 3.5.
Nope.
What kind of rate would you think you'd see with someone with great credit? They're only borrowing less than 60% of the value of their house and they're getting $200,000 out. What would an average, what kind of range of rates would someone find themselves in for that scenario?
Just under 8.
They could find a second lien around 8%.
7, yeah.
So give or take. So depending on your credit score, folks. Credit score. That's about the best case scenario.
Not so much the credit score with that much equity.
It's just the equity.
The equity is...
Yeah, that's the other thing. When
you have 680 credit score, you're going to get the same as 780 with that much equity.
Yeah, so we said earlier, just a few minutes ago, that the less equity you have in your house when you close in a mortgage, the higher your rate is. And also, you know, the lower credit score you have, the higher your rate is. But once you have 40% equity, yeah, your credit score does not impact your interest rate like it would if you were borrowing 80% of the value.
Definitely.
Or more when you're buying a house. And when you're getting cash out, we can only lend up to 80% in Texas. That's a state rule.
Another thing is, though, if you're out there driving around and you have an investment property and you want to get equity out of that, we can do that, too, on a second lien.
Also know there's closing costs with most of these loans, the vast majority. And so you're going to have, if you have closing costs, you're going to have an APR, and the APR is going to be higher than your mortgage rate. Closing cost, when you look at rates versus APRs, if you're going to have closing costs, where the closing costs impact the APR, your APR will always be higher than your interest rate. There was only a couple loans in history that I've seen that had an APR lower than the mortgage rate. And those would be like an adjustable rate mortgage or something like this, depending on where the rates.
Interest only, maybe?
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
They were some interesting loan programs. But anyway, you can get yourself into one of these second lien fixed rates, which is a great deal for you if you're trying to borrow that money at some low mortgage rates. So make sure you get in touch with us so we can take a look at it for you. Again, that text line is 972-849-9363. Okay, person here, Bubba, they say, we have a combined income of 150 and they want to know how much home they can get with 150. They said they have about $30,000 saved up for a down payment and they're first-time home buyers. And so they said their credit scores, one of them has a 720 and one of them has a 680. 720 and 680 with $150,000 of income. $150,000 of income combined, that's about $12,500 a month. And so how much home can someone who's making $150,000 combined income, how much home can that person afford? And I'm going to say that person can probably afford around $4,400 house payment, somewhere around $4,300 house payment. Mm-hmm. It's about where you will typically find someone being able to afford a $150,000 house. So $150,000 of income. So what kind of sales price with a 680 score, Bubba, and a 720 score. What kind of sales price is this person looking at in terms of getting themselves into a home? What kind of payment, what kind of loan amount is going to get them a payment of $4,400 a month?
Yeah, a lot of people don't out there, though, are not comfortable, you know, with a payment that high, even though, you know, they make very good money, but that takes a lot of your
extra income?
Yeah, your extra income out.
Well, that's what they can qualify for. And what we do see, though, is we see people maxing out their payment. We see that a lot. And so you're probably talking about a loan size of $470,000, $480,000 mm-hmm. loan size to get that payment. Maybe a little bit more than that. We're trying to be conservative around here to make sure that you have some good ideas for planning. But with that 680 credit score, once you go below 680, FHA is probably going to be your best bet. And FHA can do those loans. We can do those loans on FHA in Texas. And so once you're around 680, though, you can find some really good rates, by the way, for FHA, even with 660 scores, much better than you're going to find at a conventional mortgage. And it looks like your down payment amount you have $30,000 down, and if you're looking at a $500,000 sale and you put $30,000 down, you're probably finding yourself right in the ballpark of where you're trying to find your approval. And so that's about what you're looking at. You're going to be looking at the best deal that you can find on FHA or conventional there. If you're not a VA, if you're not a veteran, and you're probably looking at yourself for yourself on that mortgage, around $43 to $100 is probably going to be your maximum approval amount, depending on your other debts that you may have, you know, your car payments and other things that are going to come into your debt to income ratio when we're trying to do your mortgage. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Call one of our loan officers if you want to get that pre-approval going. Go online to TexasLending.com. Get your information in there. We'll call you back. We'll text you. We'll email you. We will knock on your front door. We will walk your dogs for you. We will make breakfast for you if you come over. No, anyway, we want to make sure that you're... We don't do all those things, but we can. We can do it. We're able, but we don't want it. We want to get you great financing. Get in touch with us today. Call TexasLending.com. Go online and get your information in there. We're going to answer more of your questions if you get your questions in now at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Get your questions in there. And when we come back after these messages, we will answer them right here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom.
Time to get in touch with us here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba every Saturday morning. It is that time of year. Hopefully you're enjoying baseball and some golf and some racing and all the other things that happen during the summer. But, you know, Saturday morning is mortgage time. Yeah. And so you need to get in touch with us up here. So
that's right.
972-849-9363, 972-849-9363. So, Bubba.
Yes.
This is time for the front lines with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. What's going on the front lines?
The front lines is get that home equity done.
Get that home equity. That's it.
If you're starting to go down and with debt, your score's going to go down and I see it.
People wait too late.
I got houses that we have a lot of equity or all equity. And then they said, well, I should have done this a year ago, you know?
Well, this one, here's a question. My credit rate is 689. How can I get money out of my home for repairs and some bills? I owe 100 grand and it's worth 300,000. Their mortgage is 3.25. What kind of loan can I get? And where I just want to take it out. I just want to take it out.
take it out.
So that says, I owe $100,000 and it's worth $300,000. So the maximum they can get is 240. Mm-hmm. They owe 100. The maximum is 240. 240,000 is 80% of 300,000. So that's the maximum in Texas. So they have $140,000 available. Again, another situation where they have a nice low interest rate on their mortgage. And that low interest rate on their mortgage makes it seem like the second lien's best for them.
Yes.
They said they want to... My credit rate is 689. How can I get money out with a 689 score? Can they get money out with a 689 score?
Definitely.
They can get money out. And so they have up to $140,000 available. We see it every day. The loans are closing quickly. These loans can close quite fast. As a matter of fact, you get your information now. You can be closing by the end of July.
Yes.
And so you can get the rest of your summer kicked off.
Planned.
Today with TexasLending.com. Get in touch with us right now at our office.
Yeah, I actually have one that called into the show 2 weeks ago, and they're already clear to close.
So it can happen that fast. If you have
$200,000.
You get your stuff together, your W-2s, get everything else ready for us. We can close quite quickly. Get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com. Call our office, 972.
Let's talk a little bit about non-QM loans. What do you think?
Call us, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Bubba said he wants to talk about non-QM loans. Not everyone realizes what that is. They used to call them alternative credit loans, subprime loans.
Subprime.
But back in the subprime days, and we were there, in the subprime days,
we were there.
People could get a loan with a 100% financing with a 540 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
You could get 100% financing. A lot of those were done on adjustable rate mortgages. They were loans that were fixed for 2 years, and then they would adjust on you.
Like crazy.
And so, or the mortgage rate stayed fixed for 2 years, and then you couldn't refinance it until at least 3 years.
Had prepayment and so, penalties.
There was all kinds of things associated. These days, the non-QM loans means non-qualified mortgage. Non-qualified mortgage. A non-qualified mortgage is someone who does not qualify for traditional mortgage loan programs like FHA, VA, conventional mortgages. They don't qualify typically because their credit scores are off or their income documentation is off. That's the typical reason that someone does not qualify for a traditional mortgage. Self-employed people a lot of times need to get a non-qualified
independent
mortgage.
Contractors. Like, just tell you about a guy that I just locked down yesterday. The thing is, he's doing 12 months personal statements because he doesn't do an LLC or anything. He's just a sole proprietor. But 12 months personal bank statements, and he's getting a 7.25% rate.
So everyone's
going to cash out.
Everyone's going to get different stuff. You're going to have a different APR associated with that than everyone else. 7.25%, you're going to probably have an APR around 7.5% for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, your situation is going to be different than that person. So make sure you check in with us to find out what you can qualify for. You know, there's self-employed people who make $500,000 a year right now. And they have 2 years of documentation that they make $500,000 a year. And they can't get a traditional mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because their company lost money 4 years ago. So they're writing off the losses from 4 years ago because it's called a loss carryback because they lost so much money, they can write it off. But when they write off the losses, it shows their income isn't enough to qualify for a house.
Right.
Because they make $500,000 now, but their adjusted gross income after write-offs is less than $100,000 a year. So now they got to get a non-qualified mortgage. And the thing is those loan programs are there for that reason.
Yes.
Add on 1% to 2% on your mortgage rate. You're probably not getting 6.5%. You're probably getting 8.5%. And some of you might be getting, like Bubba said, you would probably get a rate in the sevens if you have really great credit in the document, the bank statement. So what do? We use bank statements to document the money is going into the bank so that you have cash flow to be able to pay your bills.
And they use business bank statements. They use 12 months, 24 months. There's not much difference between doing 12 months and 24 months because a lot of times, the last 12 months may not be as good as this 12 months. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to use an average of deposits each month over a two-year period. So it's an average of your monthly deposits. Yeah. And that's how we do a non-QM loan. And so a lot of you maybe had a foreclosure recently or a bankruptcy. Non-QM falls into that category as well. But you've reestablished your ability to repay, but you don't yet qualify for a traditional mortgage. So that's what non-QM is. They come typically with, they don't have these prepayment penalties that you used to have. They don't come with that. So you're not going to see those prepayment penalties. And so you're going to be able to get into that mortgage. And once you get everything reestablished, and if you want to refinance it into a conventional or an FHA loan or something like that, you can. So get in touch with us with your questions, 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Those non-QM loans might take a little bit longer than your traditional mortgage. And what I mean is sometimes you got to get your documentation together. You got to gather. It's easier these days because you can go online and you can pull your bank statements down.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you had to go in your files and you had to go to the bank. You had to go to the bank and get your 2 years of statements.
And they charged you.
And now you can pull that down pretty quickly. And then we can use that documentation for your income documentation if you're going to get that non-QM loan. Get in touch with us at texaslending.com. Go online and apply. Call us on our office line, 972 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. All right, Bubba, you got a person here, and they want to know what kind of things they need to think about if they want to get down payment assistance. What kind of credit scores do they need? What kind of money out of pocket do they need for down payment assistance?
Well, we talked about that early about earnest money. Earnest money is usually 1% of the loan amount. Let's say you're buying a $280,000 house. That's going to be $2,800.
Now that goes that doesn't go to your mortgage company.
It goes to the cost.
That earnest money is part of your down payment as long as you go forward with the deal. That earnest money that you're paying up front, that 1%, that is held. I mean, you end up getting your realtors involved to put together the contract. You put the earnest money in, then it's held, and it's held in waiting for you to close on your home loan. And that may be used for your down payment.
Our down payment assistance is 620 credit score is the minimum.
So if you have a 620 score, you might qualify for down payment assistance. Some of them have income requirements.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be at or below certain median incomes for a required area, a zip code, a municipality, depending on where you're trying to get that down payment assistance. And so, Bubba, you said 620 is the minimum credit score.
Uh-huh.
And so what kind of things can they find with down payment assistance? Is it their entire down payment paid for? Is it a percentage of their down payment? Is it a certain dollar amount?
Yeah, they have a choice. They have a choice between 5% down payment assistance, 4%, 3%, 2%, 1%.
And each come with a different rate, right?
Each come with a different rate, yes. You find your best rates, though, if you do the 3-year second lien down payment assistance, which is forgivable after 3 years. But it gives you a lower rate than and on all the rates, 5%, 4%, 3%. 2%, 1%.
So there's some options for you.
Yeah.
If you're trying to think about first-time home buyers, we got to take a look at your income. There's some other loan programs that help you with low down payments like VA, where there's not an income restriction. You can be making $1 million a year and get a VA loan if you're a veteran. USDA loans have zero down loan programs that come with different rates than you're going to find on VA, FHA, conventional. They have different rates in APRs. Different mortgage insurance, but they come with zero down if you're in a rural area. So you have the USDA low down payment or zero down payment option, the VA zero down payment option. You have the down payment assistance programs that are out there. We need to take a look at your situation. So have a cup of coffee, call one of our loan officers. They'll go over your situation with you. We're always happy to help. I like this business because one, you get to work with people and families. They finally close on their home loan and they finally have a house of their own and a backyard. And yeah, there's things that come along with that, but it's a sense of achievement. And back in the day, not everyone back in centuries and 100 years ago or 50 years ago, not everyone can get themselves into a house and have something they call their own. They can mow the lawn, they can plant flowers, they can do things and grow things and grow a family and grow memories. And that's what we like doing. We like seeing people get into their house. Bubba likes going over to the margarita party.
I like going to those home parties. Yeah, when they celebrate their new homes. Yes.
Yes.
I do. Home
invite
warming.
Bubba.
Warming.
The housewarming party.
That's it.
We're here to help you. Get in touch with us today at TexasLending.com. Get your questions in. We want to answer them. 972-849-9363. We will answer them when we come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Get your questions in today. We want to answer them for you.
All right.
972-849-9363. Bobby, you said you have a question?
Yes. How do reverse mortgages work? 800 credit score, 63 years old, 750K house, 350K in equity.
Okay, so they have a home that they owe 400 grand on, mm-hmm. and the home's worth 750. So, it's so funny, man. People get weird. When we try to share with people their options of getting money out of their house or getting a reverse mortgage, we'll get text like, why are you making these people get these loans? And I'll be like, what? We're not making anyone do anything. This is called freedom and opportunity to get financing.
Right.
You know, you have options. You don't want any options? Go ahead, paying cash for cash and everything, just for everything, just like you and all your friends. So, no, man, there's options for people. Reverse mortgages is one of the options. It's not as easy these days. It's not as It's not as lucrative. Yeah,
that's
these
the
days
good word.
For reverse mortgages, it used to be. Why? Because probably about 15 years ago or so, the rules changed on reverse mortgages where you can't borrow as much on the value of your house. A lot of the limitations on reverse mortgages came after the great financial crisis of 2008, mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9.
Right.
And a lot of the changes came in because home values were upside down. And when home values are upside down versus the loan amounts, not only hurts the borrower, it also hurts the lender.
Right.
And so rules came in to limit the amount of money you can borrow on a reverse mortgage. Why? Because the principal and interest is not being repaid while you're alive. Mm-hmm. While you are alive, if you're staying in that house, you're not going to be paying principal plus interest.
You're just paying interest.
You're going to be paying taxes. No, you're just paying taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. You're not paying interest.
Well, the interest
you're being
is
charged
added.
Interest,
yeah, you're
but
being
you're not
charged interest. That's what I mean.
But you're not paying the interest.
Yes.
And so a reverse mortgage is to help people stay in their homes who may otherwise not have the income anymore, because a lot of times what happens is the taxes keep, you might even have your home paid off, but the taxes just keep going up on the property. And, you know, you might have been in a home for 45 years now and you bought the home for $100,000 and now they tell you it's worth $600,000. And now you owe all these taxes on that property. And so it helps seniors stay in a home. It helps them stay in a home that they want to stay in, and it gives them opportunities to do it if they otherwise don't have the income to be paying for principal.
This guy is an excellent, you're in an excellent spot for that reverse mortgage because you're just now turned 63. So 62 is where it starts. I mean,
you need to ask yourself the question is this, you have $450,000, is it 350? You have $350,000.
$400,000.
So they owe $350,000. It's worth $750,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have $400,000 of equity. So here's how it works. As you continue to age, you can borrow more against the value of your house.
Yes.
At the ripe age of 62, you can borrow the least amount of money against your house. When I say borrow, some people, they want to take money out of their house and they don't want to pay the principal and interest. And so you have this balance of $350,000. There's $400,000 of equity there. Let's say you got a reverse mortgage right now and you said, I want to get cash out. Well, I'm not sure how much cash you can get out. You can.
It's going to be about 60% LTV.
About
60% LTV.
So 60% of the value of $750,000, you might be able to get $450,000. On a reverse mortgage, you owe $350,000. So you might be able to get $100,000 out, but what happens to the rest of that equity? Well, that rest of that equity, here's how it works. The interest that you're not paying, you're going to be charged. That'll be charged every month if you get that reverse mortgage done.
Mm-hmm.
If you owe $350,000 on this house, you don't want to pay the mortgage anymore. You end up, when I say you don't want to pay the mortgage, you don't want to pay principal and interest anymore. So you get yourself a reverse mortgage, you max out the cash you can get out, you get $100,000 out, and then going forward, you're not going to be paying principal and interest. You have to save your taxes for your property taxes, and you have to save your homeowner's insurance, mm-hmm. maybe pay a homeowner's association dues every month. But the interest is going to accumulate on that every month. There is an interest rate, but you're not paying it. It's going to be accumulating on and compounding on the $450,000 if you get the maximum you can get out right now. You
look at it as a mortgage, and then every month the interest is being added to that mortgage.
Now,
it's not going down.
You say, what if I want to move out? Well, let's say a few years go by, and now you no longer owe $450,000 on the house. You now owe $550,000.
Right.
Or you owe $600,000. Now you owe $600,000, but by then maybe your home is worth $850,000 or something like that. If you want to move 10 years from now out of that house,
you can.
You can sell the property. They will take out the interest that's accumulated on it. You can sell the property and do something else. And in any difference between the sales price and what you owe, you would get out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you never want to leave. Maybe you want to stay in that house forever. And you get this reverse mortgage, And 40 years from now, you're still living in that house and you just never paid any principal plus interest. It might come to a point where the interest exceeds the interest plus the principal exceeds the value of the house. And so you just got to keep paying taxes and insurance and homeowners association on that house. And so a reverse mortgage, we're going to make sure that your credit is good, that you've been paying your bills, because they want to make sure you can pay the taxes and insurance, you see. We have to document you can pay the taxes and insurance on that house. That's how a reverse mortgage works. We take a look at it for you, see if it makes sense. Now, let's say you're 90 years old. My grandmother, she was 90, and she ended up getting, her home was paid off, but she couldn't pay the taxes anymore. We got her money out of her house. She was able to live in the house until she passed. Mm-hmm. And she got the money out. She was able to pay her taxes. She was able to afford groceries. And she stayed in the house.
Perfect.
And then she sold it eventually. Mm-hmm. She sold it because she went into a home. Mm-hmm. But those are options that you have for getting money out of your house. Now, we'd like to spend more time with you talking about that, but we got to go. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Go online, get your information in there. Call one of our loan officers, 972-387-4600. Hopefully you have an enjoyable time for the rest of your holiday weekend here. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller. See you next weekend. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.